Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee.
The greatest gifts. The scripture for today is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our theme for the Grace for All Advent devotions is hope, peace, joy, and love. This verse in Paul's letter to the Romans just about covers it all. He concludes by reminding us that we have this hope, as well as joy and peace, because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Have you ever known a person who showed the strength and power of the Holy Spirit in all circumstances? I have had the privilege of knowing several, but my 98-year-old mother-in-law is to me the ultimate role model. She has lived through so much in those 98 years. She shared with me how much she missed her father while he served in the Pacific in World War II, as well as her fear that he would not return. She prayed without ceasing for his safety and return. As a young woman, she desperately wanted to go to college and become a teacher, but she was unable to continue after 1 year due to family circumstances. So she set about working with children at every opportunity while raising her own two children. She led Sunday school classes and Bible school classes, having a profound effect on hundreds of children, and she prayed for every one of them. Later, she was chosen to be trained in the first class of Title I teacher assistants in Knoxville City Schools. She faithfully worked with the children in the poorest of schools in the city and shared hope with them as well as math lessons. Then came the losses over a period of years. First, her grandmother, who greatly influenced her in many ways, especially her faith. Then her parents, her in-laws, her only brother, her husband of over 60 years, and finally, the most cruel loss of all, her beloved son. While these losses caused her pain and sadness, her faith never wavered. She still found joy and laughter with those who remained, especially her granddaughters and great-granddaughters and great-grandson. She knows without a doubt that she will see the loved ones who have gone ahead again someday. Many people would have become despondent, even bitter, about the experiences she had, but she had the power of the Holy Spirit to guide her in holding on to hope, joy, and peace, and most of all, love. Her physical strength is failing now, but her spirit is not. As long as she has breath, she will depend on God to guide her, even into the next life. I thank God for her love and example of faith in my life and the lives of all who have known her. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which allows us to experience hope, joy, and peace in all circumstances. We thank you for your love and the strength and assurance it provides. We thank you for friends and loved ones who show us how to live out our faith and inspire us to be better followers of Christ in this world. Finally, we thank you for the gift of your Son, who came to this world at Christmas to shine a light in the darkness and give us the gift of salvation. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.